While many welcome plans for the Goolwell Wharf to undergo a major multi-million dollar redevelopment, some stakeholders have concerns. Volunteers of the Oscar W are worried about the makeover of the heritage shed and the proposed relocation of their paddle steamer. Kevin Cross is a volunteer engineer and committee member for Friends of the Oscar W. He joins me now to discuss. Hi, Kevin.
Good morning, Jenny.
So what is concerning to you about this draft plan? There's a couple of things, aren't there? It's in relation to the heritage, but also the movement of your organisation.
Yes, Jenny. The council put together this plan, and there are several elements in it. And one in particular that the Oscar W people are concerned about is the removal of the Oscar W from its current position on the heritage wharf down to an area on the southern end of the wharf, which is a more contemporary-built wharf. It's a modern facility that was built for small boats. It's, in fact, too small to put the Oscar W on. And the council are then proposing to redevelop the heritage shed into an additional business sites for people, I guess, food and wine outlets, which is probably not the best usage of a heritage building. I think one of the things that we are really concerned about is Goolwa's been known for many, many years as the river port of Goolwa, and people come down and take the iconic photo of the Oscar W in front of the wharf and with its shed in the background, and we strongly believe that by taking the Oscar out of that photo, we're very seriously compromising the heritage and the value of the river port of Goolwa.
I understand they're proposing to build a sort of heritage-looking building as well in its place, right?
Yes, Jenny. What the plan includes is that if the move goes ahead, then they will build a purpose-built facility next to the small mooring area where the Oscar would be moved to. That would be done in a heritage style, but it would be a new building to house the Oscar W volunteers. However, it would need to be a rather large building because we have a fairly significant area required to house the Riverboat Centre display and the historic engines and memorabilia that we currently have in the Heritage Wharf shed.
Right. Now, tell us about the significance of the Oscar W. It's got a lot of history, doesn't it?
Well, yes, Jenny. The Oscar was built in Echuca in 1908, and it spent a lot of its lifetime up in the northern area of the river of the Murray River around Echuca. And then it was brought into South Australia after many, many years of operating in that area. And it was part of the South Australian government's resources used to move ferries around for their general maintenance work. And it spent 22 years moving ferries up and down the Murray River, towing them up and down the Murray River, to and from various locations for repairs and refurbishment. And she spent then some time in Murray Bridge after that had happened in private hands and fell into disrepair because of I guess the enormous amount of money that was required to restore into working condition. And then she was bought by Alexandrina Council and through the work of the Friends of the Oscar W group. Mm. And she was brought to Goolwa. And over the past 35 years, the Friends of the Oscar W have put an enormous amount of effort into restoring her, getting her back into a condition where she can be surveyed through the Australian Maritime Safety Organisation, into a condition where she can carry passengers and provide revenue for the council. In fact, this weekend we had her out cruising on both days, and we ended up putting nearly $5,000 worth of revenue into the council coffers.
Oh, wow. So if you were to move, do you reckon that would jeopardise that?
Look, the possibility would still be there, but certainly it wouldn't inhibit in any way the operation of the vessel or the maintenance of the vessel. However, we are concerned about disturbing or destroying the character of the Goolwa Wharf area. As I said earlier, the river port of Goolwa is an area that is formed by the Oscar W, the heritage section of the wharf, and the shed. This current proposal is to move the Oscar off the heritage wharf onto a modern, recently constructed wharf, and then have sitting beside it a pretend heritage Colobon building. It just destroys the heritage character of the area. So that's what we're really concerned about.
And I hear you've had quite a lot of support on your first day of a campaign on Sunday against this move. Hundreds of signatures.
Yes, Jenny. It's not just the Oscar W that has concerns. There are other groups that have concerns as well, because part of this plan is to relocate the iconic Goolwa Market, which draws an enormous amount of people into the town, and distribute it throughout the Wharf Precinct area and turn that very nice Girildary Park lawned area into a car park. Now, naturally, all those people that operate the market and the vendors are up in arms, and they put together a petition, and we've had a petition going for the Oscar W, and we've collected over 700 signatures in one day. So it was done yesterday on the market day, and we've collected over 700 signatures in protest.
So what would you like to see instead? Because I imagine there'd be some good things to the plan as well, you know, and nice that there's a huge investment in the area.
There is, and look, I want to applaud the council for taking the initiative to put this type of plan forward and get these discussions happening, because the area does need some refurbishment and some tidying up. As far as what the Oscar W volunteers would like to see, is we would like to see the Oscar remain where it is, on the heritage wharf, next to the heritage shed. And if the council need to have additional business facilities provided on the wharf area, then put them down in the area where the proposed new building for the Oscar W was going to be, right in front of the low-level wharf. Now, that would mean that you would have those food and wine outlets or those businesses in an area down there where there is a section of wharf where smaller vessels can tie up. Small vessels cannot tie up in front of the heritage shed, because the wharf has been designed and built for steamboats. By moving the business opportunities down further on the wharf, it's going to save an awful lot of money in refurbishing and upgrading the shed to food service quality.
I mean, it's not set in stone. There is a consultation at the moment. It's a draft plan at this stage. So as well as heading down to the wharf and adding to the list of signatures for your petition, there's also the online consultation. Anyone can go and have a look and respond to the draft plan by the end of this Friday at the Alexandrina Mysay website, right?
Yeah, the plan is explained there, and there's also a survey that people can fill in. However, I think people need a bit more background to be able to make an informed decision about some of the questions that are being asked.
Oh, right. Is there any way we can help them at this, you know, in this interview?
Certainly by looking at things like the car park areas, some of the areas that have caused concern to local business is the removal of car parking and access to their business. The consolidation of parking. There's one questionnaire that talks about improved or finding new green spaces. And I don't know how you do that, because it's the same area and all they're doing is shuffling car parks into a different area. So I don't know how you come up with new green spaces.
Yeah, right. So I guess have a look online. Head along to Mysay Alexandrina if you want to have a look at the proposed plan and respond. You know, even if there isn't, if there's a lack of information, that's certainly something that you could mention in your response to the plan in the consultation by close of business on Friday. So what we'll do is we'll also have a chat with the Mayor of Alexandrina on Wednesday's program and see what he has to say about some of these concerns.
All right, well, that'd be great, Jenny. I'd also like to, if possible, put a call out for our state and federal ministers to have a look at this plan and talk to some of the stakeholders about it, and just because there's been such an overwhelming response against the plan in one day surveying.
Absolutely. Well, there's a lot of funding from the government, so certainly worth having a chat to them and, you know, even giving them a buzz or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of federal money going to go into the project.
Yeah, big time. Oh, well, thanks for sharing your concerns with us today, Kevin. We'll keep in touch, hey?
Well, thanks for the opportunity to talk to you, Jenny. I really appreciate it.